ang tao.
Magandang tanghali po sa inyo lahat. Today is this Wednesday, it's the 27th of January 1999. At sumasa ito po ang ating Mabuhanay Pangaltao program sa tanghali ito dito po sa Bombo Radio Baguio dito sa Bansang Pilipinas. Bakit po tayo nagtatagalo ngayon? Maalala po ninyo, several days ago, we had a live interview with Grandmaster, International Grandmaster Bobby Fischer. And it was facilitated by Mr. Eugene Torre, the First Asian Grandmaster. He's from the Philippines, who is now based in Baguio City, Philippines, right? And the interview focused on the development in the life of Mr. Fischer, where we learned that many of his memorabilia back in the States have been sold by his agent, I understand, you know, through an auction. And this incensed Mr. Fischer so much so that he was able to control his temper during our interview. As a result, nagkaroon po na napakarami mga reactions to the internet, no? In fact, we have used several copies of reactions to or responses to the interview we made with Bobby Fischer. At natabayanan po natin, mga kaibigan, ang tawag kasi ni Eugene Torre. Right now, Eugene is dialing the telephone number of Bobby Fischer. Mr. Fischer is in Hungary right now, no? And in a little while, makakapinig po natin siya. So, maybe we can talk more about his problem. At, of course, kasama rin po natin ngayon dito. We're also with Mr. Roland Nolte. I understand, Roland, you're also a chess player. Pakiwawa mo na yung microphone.
Okay.
And, sige, tuloy mo lang. You're also
National Master. Yes,
National Master ng Pilipinas. How well do you know Mr. Eugene Torre?
Since 1991.
You've been together in training?
Yes, we've been together. Nag-training po kami dito sa Baguio.
Oh. At kilala mo rin si Bobby Fischer?
Yes po, nakasama ko po siya noong 1996 sa Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Dapat introduce namin yung Fischer Random Chess doon, kaya lang sinawing talag ko.
Alright, how well do you know Mr. Bobby Fischer? Gaano mo siya kakilala?
Well, since nung bata po pa po ako, siya na po talaga ang iniidolo ko sa chess.
Mm-hmm.
Yung sa character po talagang...
Okay. Hindi lang natin kung has she prefers that one, that
other phone. Oh, the other phone, alright. Okay. We'll see if it's okay, no? Hindi na po natin kamin yan ni Mr. Bobby Fischer. Hello, good. What time is it in your...
Okay. Place?
All right. You're coming in 5 at 5 over in the Philippines, Mr. Fischer.
Oh, is this Pablo?
Yes, this is Pablo Mercado. And, all right. We called you up again because...
Is
it okay over at your side?
Yeah, you can be a little loud. It's okay. I have no idea.
All right. Okay. So, we'd like to talk with you again, this time, Mr. Fischer. And,
sure.
Yes, and I have here, of course, Eugene Torre, and you may know Rolando Nolte.
Yes, how are you, Rolando?
Okay, buddy.
Okay, he says he's okay. I'll give him the phone in a little while. Since our...
Yeah, I met him down in Buenos Aires a couple of years ago.
All right. How are you now?
Good, very good, thanks.
All right, you know, since the interview we had several days ago,
yeah,
we've had several responses to that interview, in fact, via the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like you to respond to some of these comments they made of the interview. What's it?
Before we go any further, you know, yes. I'd like to apologize, you know, because, you know, my language and the things I said about the Jews and the real bulgars, you know what I mean?
Yes, perfectly.
But that's okay, I'll give you for a second.
All right, I'll give you to Eugene. Yeah, buddy?
Yeah, Yeah, Eugene. Yeah. Hear the one about what happened to the Jew with an erection when he accidentally ran into the wall.
What?
Did you hear the one about what happened to the Jew with an erection when he accidentally ran into the wall?
No. I didn't. No. I don't know.
Yeah, he broke his nose.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe Eugene, what we can do is you start off the ball rolling with good questions to.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Do you have anything to say in particular before we forget anything?
No, are we on the air or what?
Yeah, we are on the air.
Nothing. I'm going to make an announcement pretty soon, and so I have a lot of things to say.
Sure.
First of all, I want to get going with, as ridiculous as it, is, and how racist as it is, and how farcical as it is, the Jews who control the media all over the world, they're going to say the reason Bobby Fischer didn't pay his storage bill in Pasadena is because he's broke. That's the real reason. Everything else is just a smoke screen. And it's a tragedy that all this stuff was confiscated and all this law. But he couldn't pay his storage bill, and he's ashamed to admit it, and that's why he lost everything. Not because of a conspiracy, he just doesn't have the money. He's broke. He was never paid his prize fund in Yugoslavia, and when he was paid, it was all reinvested in Yugoslavia, and he lost it all when Yasmir Vasilievich fled to the bandit state of Israel. So he's broke. That's why he lost his stuff in storage. No conspiracy. Okay. Get some music ready for a big announcement, okay?
Unfortunately, we don't have music.
Okay,
we have a drop.
I am not going to prove that I got about $3.5 million in Switzerland, okay?
All right, Bobby, this is Pablo. Would you like to have... All right.
That's not the truth.
What is
that? Which was any fucking trick to screw me. Fucking bastards and liars. I got the dope.
All right.
It was a conspiracy. I worked my ass off with this Barbara Bessie for years. I was here, I don't know, trial cabinets, it takes thousands and thousands of times. There's no way I spent this stuff, this memorabilia, to a sick and dead for decades. I had 20 lean years where I hardly made any money because blacklisted me from playing chess. And it was a hardship just to pay the storage, you know? I took this up for 12 years, it was a torture. I was paying dues even when I had practically no income.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to gear up after my 1992 when I made $3.5 million? Okay, I am going to prove it for sure all the Jewish lives that I'm broke, that I was never paid for my matches in Yugoslavia in 92. Or if I was paid, I reinvested the money in Yugoslavia and lost everything. All bullshit, all lies, the Jews know it. When I first read these stories that I wasn't paid for my 1992 title match with Boris Spassky in Yugoslavia, or that I had lost it all in Yugoslavia in the banquet, when the banquet went bankrupt, I laughed. But the guy just proved it, repeated. They want to clear this fucking lie down everybody's throat. And now I see why they were pushing it, and they were planning to rob my stuff in storage on the outrageous pretext that I owed them $408. That stuff is worth millions.
All right.
Now, I'm going to prove I got this $3.5 million Switzerland. Because you say, oh, you say it's not $3.5 million worth of food. Anybody can say it's got $3.5 million worth of food. Can I tell you he's got $10 million worth of $100 million, $1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will prove I got the $3.5 million in Switzerland, okay? I will tell you the bank it's in right now. It's in the Union Bank of Switzerland. Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, that's a fact. About $3.5 million, give or take a couple $100,000 either way. The last time I talked to her, my account manager, she said it was $3.5 million. Plus, of course, the lottery's tied up to stocks and bonds, gold, metal, I got platinum bumping. But I've always kept a lot of freestanding cash in like the equivalent of a money market. I got about $900,000 in the money market that was available in 24 hours. I've always had that about $900,000 available 24 hours. On the crypto my property back then had about $900,000, but you can't shoot up 25. I've been paying the storage for 1,000 years and not even miss it. This is a rip-off, this is a mega robbery of what I believe is to spend a lifetime accumulating. They have ripped off every fucking thing in that storage place. This is a plain conspiracy of the Jewish world dominance.
Hello, buddy.
Yeah.
No, don't shout into the receiver. You're coming in. Your sound here is blasting too much, right?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's clear anyway.
Don't you think people can understand what I said?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
No, don't just shout too much. And,
okay. Well, make that professional way. Well.
And I would appreciate it very much, buddy. We can tone down on the expletives, please. We are on the air.
I understand
that's just how you feel.
Madder than me. So everybody said, oh, you got your two mansions. But the Jews pulled this kind of crap. When you or anybody else, they be so goddamn mad, they go out with a machine gun after every goddamn Jew in the street.
All right. Maybe I can have you react to some of what they said over the internet about you.
Yeah, nobody cares about robbed of something that took me a lifetime to put together, the house, spent a fortune just on safes, you know. Tell me.
All right. First of all, I just heard from Eugene, you lost your mother last year, leaving your sister. I'd like to say condolence, sir. You never heard about
it. Thank you, Papa.
You've never been back to the States yet.
No, you know, they got an arrest warrant out for me.
Is that so?
A federal arrest warrant since 1992, since December 15, 1992. I got the federal arrest warrant. I got it right here.
What for?
I got it. It says it's December 15, 1992. I was indicted by a grand jury in the state of, in Washington, D.C. And if I'm convicted of these charges, I'm going to be 10-year prison sentence. And they got an arrest warrant. It's a federal arrest warrant. It's valid in every state in the union. Wow, it's valid in Alaska, New York,
what
California.
For? What for?
United States, they're going to grab me, put me in jail, and who the hell knows, maybe I'll quote-unquote commit suicide in jail, or because I'm such a difficult character, maybe some prisoner won't like me, and he'll, you know, kill me on instructions from the goddamn Jews.
So what for are they going to arrest you?
Huh?
Why are they going to arrest you? Why?
Because I played a chess match, a world championship chess match with Boris Vasky in Yugoslav in 1992.
Yes.
Now, it was in violation, apparently, of an order, an executive order, which President Bush had signed, I think in around May or so of 1992. That forbid Americans to do business with Yugoslavia, unless of course they had permission, an exemption from the government, which I didn't get. Everybody else got it, CNN gets it, and all these two controlled outfits get it, and you know, how many people were involved in that match? Nobody was indicted. Spassky wasn't indicted. He played. French government didn't indict him. And I'll tell you something else about Spassky. He played in that match. Nobody indicted him. That guy has been to the U.S. at least a few times since the match. He can go to the U.S. Nobody touches him. He played in the match just like me. The government doesn't give a damn about arresting. They only want to arrest me. Eugene was over there. He made some nice pretty penny there. The Philippine government doesn't want to put him in jail. There were a lot of people involved in that match. Nobody wants to put anybody in jail but me. They want to put me in jail because the Jews are behind all, they're behind everything. They orchestrated everything. This indictment, movie, the Forge, Maxford edition of my 16 memorable games, this fake Forge that did a book called, C.D. Rock or Bobby Fischer DJ Set. Now they're behind this mega robbery of all my stuff in the Pasadena storage house, a robbery and auctioning off all this stuff. You know, they grabbed this stuff on the cheapest, meanest, the trick, the most transparent ploy, as you can imagine. Oh, this fucking Ellsworth deliberately thinks a secret Jew. I'm That's not even a personal check, it's a bank check. I sent it by registered mail. He says, you'll never have to stop paying for 6 months. And this is grab myself something off. I mean, this is too much. You know, it's just such an outrage. It's really ridiculous. You know, the Jews who control the welfare, they really think people are stupid, you know?
Yes,
and this is all too much. This is the cheapest trick. I was worried more about my stuff storage being robbed. I never dreamed the dirty Jews would pull crap like this. You know, 30 minutes later. I paid storage there for 12 years. I was their best customer at that vegan place. I paid them like over 10 grand. And then the solution with Bob Allen was this dirty secret Jew. And then this guy, yeah, vegan, they claim I didn't pay them for 6 months, $480. $480 one scrap of paper in there is worth more than that. I've got thousands of pages with my signature all over the place, my writing all over the place. I got a list here, just a tiny partial list of some of the stuff that was in there. When you hear about this, you know, just blow your mind.
I am.
Just a fucking safe. Yes, yes. It was worth $several thousand. And I'll tell you, I can prove it because I had all my stuff once moved from one storage bin to another there. It was originally a lousy storage bin. I wanted it to be in the best room because, you know, it's valuable stuff. So they moved it from some kind of a lousy bin downstairs, which was like an add-on room. Downstairs was all add-on rooms, junky rooms. They moved it upstairs to the real rooms. You listen to Bob Lowe?
Yes, I am.
They moved it upstairs to the real room, real rooms, which are, you know, quite good quality. With, you know, solid walls and solid door and everything. These are rooms. These are not little cubicles. These are rooms. I have a ton of stuff. These are real rooms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They moved it up, but they're real animals, these movers. You know, they're beasts. And I think they were told by the owner there, I think he's a guy named Drew, you know, to give you sure a hard time. Anyway, they moved my safe up on like a some kind of like a jack, like a hydraulic stack or whatever. But when they got into the new room, the bastard just dumped it. It's like, oh, I got the jack without slowly lowering it down, you know? So he damaged the safe, and the door jammed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I didn't have use of the safe. I couldn't open and close the safe, because I couldn't get in. So then my lawyer negotiated them with about 8 months a year. So finally, they kept up to pay the damage so I could have somebody repair it. And the damage just to my safe, they paid me $3,000, okay?
All right.
That's the safe alone. And I had another file cabinet with another secret safe and another file cabinet. But just to stand alone, safe alone, just to repair the damage they did to repair. The safe was worth a lot more than 3 grand, but just to repair the damage. Okay. You know, it's all this is such an outrageous ripoff.
Look,
you know, I've announced where I got this $3.5 million towards. I don't want these tiny Jews lying towards it. Oh, Fisher lost his stuff because he's broke. It's all smoke.
I got
the Pantatos in 1992 in this batch.
Okay,
right now.
Tell him, Bob.
Yeah.
Did you mention some of those things that you lost already?
Okay, this is not a complete list.
All right, okay.
I haven't been in there since 1992, you know, because I can't go back to the States, you know.
So what did you lose so far?
Well, here's just a little list of some of the things that the Jews stole from me. Capacity storage of, I think they may have changed their name to something else, you know. These Jews just love changing names, you know.
All right.
You know what I mean? All the Russian revolutionaries, they're all Jews, but they Russified their name. So they love confusing people with name change. But this is the biggest storage in Pasadena, or whatever those bastards call themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the stuff, some of the stuff they stole.
Okay.
They stole a statue, a three horse statue that I won. In Yugoslavia in 1970, in a tournament there, was Robin Zagreb. And that was a part of my fight. I got 10 cash plus this statue, which by a very famous author. And this statue was on the money in Yugoslavia back then.
Okay.
This is three horses you see on their money, the old Yugoslav money, not, you know, from back in 1970, from before they broke up, you know?
Yes, all right.
Okay. The original statue, but it was made by the artist. He made three additional copies of the original, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Made by the artist, is authorized from the artist.